The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
God bless the USA.
The song was patriotic, the prayers fervent, as about 300 Christian men, women, and children gathered in small groups, bowing their heads to ask for a blessing on Virginia's legislature.
Lord, I pray that as we pray, you speak to the hearts of all the legislators. Lord, speak to the governor's heart.
That's Reverend Daniel Boone of the Valley View Church in Buchanan. He hopes a bill introduced by Senator Tom Garrett of Lynchburg will pass. It would bar the state from paying for abortions when low-income women are told their fetus has gross physical or mentally incapacitating deformities. Ciante Stewart Reed is executive director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia.
This bill was introduced last session, and it's just really mean-spirited. These women are going through a terrible time. Their pregnancies have gone terribly wrong, and they don't have the money to terminate these pregnancies. And for the Commonwealth to take away that ability is just really cruel.
But Eddie Aliff of the Virginia Assembly of Independent Baptists sees nothing wrong with denying public funds to those women.
Even if you look in the Bible, Jesus said, "The poor will be with you always." There's no mandate saying that the government has to take care of every aspect of a person who's poor and homeless and so forth.
He also supports measures introduced by Delegate Bob Marshall, who wants to excuse employers from providing contraception to women through company health care plans. Marshall admits such measures have made him unpopular with members of his own party.
It's the Republican leadership that wants to duck all these issues.
Knowing that you don't have the full support of your party leadership, can you get these bills through in this session?
I've got 3,200 Virginians who signed a petition for the bills that I have. Yeah, I think so.
No more back alleys in the night! For safe abortion, we will fight!
Meanwhile, members of a smaller group stood nearby, shouting their opposition to new restrictions on abortion and contraception. Leslie Rubio of Richmond said she was puzzled.
I don't understand why their focus is on women when there's so many other things that need to be fixed in Virginia. Roads, transportation, jobs. Why are we focusing on women?
The legislative session lasts about 45 days. In that time, lawmakers may also consider undoing a health department requirement that abortion clinics meet architectural requirements written for new hospitals, a rule that threatens to close most clinics in the state. And Virginia must decide whether to expand Medicaid as part of health care reform. Doing so would provide coverage for about 180,000 women who have no insurance. The federal government has pledged to pay the full cost of expansion, but Governor McDonnell opposes the idea, fearing longer-term costs will accrue to the state. I'm Sandy Houseman.